I'm in a series called Balance. Clear, calm, cool, collected. I mean, it's more than just a slogan. What does it mean to be balanced? If you look up the word balance in the dictionary, it'll leave you befuddled. You will go, what is it? Balance. Balance has so many facets. And so it's hard to even describe it. But I really want to talk about balance in our life, balance in your life. How can I be a balanced person? Okay, and a lot of people think balance is like you just 50-50. You don't have strong opinions. You can't believe something. No, not if you're balanced. You're out of balance. That's not true at all. I want to be all in on Him. That's balanced. I want to believe all His word. That's balanced. You hear me or not? Say. Okay? But let's just talk about it. I've been doing it over a couple of weeks. I'm going to continue to do it for the next few weeks, not forever, but all different subjects. And some of them will intertwine. So let's look at it. Balance. Spiritually. What is to be spiritually balanced? All of this makes up balance. It's not one word. But to be spiritually balanced is to be aligned with God's word and God's will. That's spiritual balance. Mentally balanced would be clear-headed, clear-minded, being able to focus mentally. We're going to touch on a lot of these today. Emotionally is going to be our subject today. Emotionally balanced. What is a person who is emotionally balanced? Well, they're actually mostly positive. Say that out loud. Somebody who's emotionally balanced is what? Mostly what? It's just the way it is. And if you're mostly negative, then that's going to be a real clue that you got some problems right there. And these aren't lists that you can just check off and say, well, look at me, I'm great. I hope that we can help you. I hope that you can see some things that'll just help you better align with God and His word and walking in this life and just be a better person in general. So physically, that would be healthy, okay? Fit as much as possible, okay? To be, you know, nurturing yourself physically. And so that's balance. Socially would be in nurturing relationships. A lot of people aren't socially balanced. My mother was one of them. I mean, she was great with people, wonderful with people, but she would go home to abuse, to being treated like a dog and to even be beaten. That wouldn't be called good social balance. Yes or no, amen, say. So, timely balance, that's living in the now, not the past or the future. And financially balanced is living within your means, amen. So let's just talk about it today. Now we're rolling. So, balance. Balance is a place, say it out loud. Would you help me now? I feel like you're going to sleep on me. Don't do it. Here we go. Balance is a place where, say it with me, my spirit, my mind, my emotions, my body, my relationships, my time, and my finances are all. Now, wouldn't that be nice? Now, if you'd have told me, I was a hellraiser a teenager when I got saved, big guy, I was always a big guy, but if you'd have told me that when I was 63, I just turned 63, I know I still look good. I keep telling myself this. But anyway, but if you'd have told me I'd be doing what I'm doing, I'd have done it my whole life pretty much. You know, about 45 years preaching the gospel in a little town called Englewood, Florida. That's ridiculous. That's crazy. Yes, man. That's crazy. If you'd have told me that, and then if you'd have told me because of my life experiences that I would do quite a bit of counseling and that I would actually have messages like this. This was not the way I started out. And that's the beauty of the word of God. It's just so rich. And so, I mean, I feel like I'm a psychologist today, all right? But we're going to go to the word of God. We're going to help you and me with some emotional balance. Wouldn't that be nice, yes or no? Anybody want to raise a hand and say, Pastor, sometimes I do feel like I'm just emotionally imbalanced. Anybody want to raise a hand like that? Okay, I get, that's great. That's okay. It ain't necessarily good, but we're going to work on it. Let's just see what we do. Matter of fact, Roger, would you back the screen up again to my spirit and all that? Right there. This topic today really deals with my spirit, my mind, my emotions, my body, my relationships, how I spend my time, and even how I spend my money. When you're emotionally imbalanced, we try to fix that in a lot of ways. So I want to go right to the Bible. And this isn't, I don't think I'm going to have to be too long if we get to where I want to go here. So let's check it out. So today, our subject is, thank you, buddy, said out loud, to be what? Wouldn't it? Now, you might say, I'm good. I don't need this message. No, that's not true. You're going to see in the Word of God here in just a second. So to be emotionally balanced, would you say it out loud? It's what? Mostly, let's keep going, not what? Not mostly negative. In emotional balance, is there some negative? Yes or no?
Yes.
You're not perfect. Nobody's perfect. You live on an imperfect planet. You're going to have problems. I've got the perfect job till it ain't. You know, whatever. I've got the perfect marriage till it ain't. I got the perfect children till they ain't. I mean, it's called life. I got the perfect car till it quits. You know what I'm saying? Got the perfect bank account till it runs out. I mean, you see what I'm saying? I mean, you're going to have some emotions, baby. Amen. So let's check it out. And I want to go right to the Bible. I'm going to go to the Bible. This is huge. If anything's ever helped change my life, it's this. It's great. This is God speaking, of course, to the children of Israel. And Moses is writing this down for us. For this commandment, which I command you this day, is not, say it with me, it's not what? Not hidden from you. I can't be emotionally balanced. You don't understand. Listen, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You can. I am more than a what? Conqueror through who? Him who what? Loved me. Yes, you can. Okay? It's not hidden from you. It's not far off. It's not in heaven that you should say, who shall go up for us to heaven and bring it to us that we can hear it and do it. Neither is it beyond the sea that you should say, who's going to go over the sea for us and bring it back to us that we can hear it and do it. God speaking to his people. Say it with me out loud. But the word is very nigh or near unto you. It's where? It's in your mouth and it's where? It's in your heart that you may what? That you may do it. Keep looking now. Now keep listen real good here. Slap yourself if you have to. See, this is the Lord speaking. I have set before you this day life and what? Good, I've set before you this day death and evil, and that I command you this day to love the Lord your God, to walk in his ways, to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments. Say it with me, that thou may live and multiply, and the Lord your God shall do what? He'll bless you in the land which you go to possess it. Keep going. But there's some big butts out there. Excuse me. We all have some big butts that get in the way sometime. So he says, this is the way. This is the way. But, would you say but? But if your heart does what? Turns away, so that you won't what? Hear, but shall be drawn away, worship other gods, serve them. God says, I denounce unto you this day that you shall surely perish, and that you shall not prolong your days upon the land, whether you pass over this Jordan to go and possess it. This was written to God's people, the children of Israel. Moses hearing this and recording this. But this is for all of us. This is a life principle. Here it is. I call heaven and earth to do what? To record this day against you. This is really huge. Say it with me. That I have set before you, sit with me, life and blessing and, read it out loud, therefore choose life that both you and your seed or your family may live, that you may love the Lord your God, that you may obey his voice, that you may cleave to him, for he is your life, that thou may dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob, to give them. Now, are we ready? That's some good scripture, isn't it? I don't understand it. It all boils down to a couple of things in that scripture, okay? If you want to be emotionally balanced, this is it right here. Would you say it with me? Man, these are verses you should memorize. You should memorize this. You might not get every word down, but man, could you get the gist of it? Write it down. Put it on your phone. Put it on your fridge. I just want to be better emotionally. But I'm also going to be better spiritually, mentally, physically. This will help you in so many ways. Say it out loud. Let's say it again. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you. I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore do what? Choose life that both who? You and your family can live a good life, be happy. The fussing can quit and the crap can stop. Wouldn't it be nice? This is beautiful that you may live. This is what I want in my life. I didn't know this when I went to church. I didn't know. I never went to church. When I went to church, Mama said, we're going to church in the morning. She's drunk watching Billy Graham on TV. I cussed her out. I don't want to go to church. That's stupid. I'm a teenager. We don't like church. They're crooks. I didn't even know what to think of them. They're better than me. They're better than me. I didn't know I could go, A, and get saved, put my faith in Christ, but there's so much more too. I could learn how to deal with problems and be emotionally strong and spiritually strong, and I could just have character and things like that. I never realized it. This is God. God's word is amazing. He wants us to be emotionally balanced. He wants me to be what? Say this. He wants Gary to be what? Mostly what? Not mostly what? He wants me to be mostly positive. That's why I kept talking about the chicken. It's worth talking about. Should talk about chicken in church. How about you don't talk about it? I'll talk about it. How am I going to get people to go eat chicken if I don't talk about the chicken? Amen. Say, come on. I love Larry's green beans. I love the way they make me feel when they slide down my throat. I do. I love watermelon. I love watermelon. You shouldn't eat watermelon. How about you don't eat watermelon? Don't tell me how bad watermelon is to me. Tell me how good it is. What I want to hear. But anyway, but no, God's will for my life, Pastor Gary Clark, is to be mostly positive. When you meet me, oh my gosh, there's Pastor Clark. So negative. You see him in a restaurant, you run, you go to, oh my gosh. That's not God's will. God's will for me to smile if I got some teeth in my head. Yes or no, amen. Come on. We talked about that last week, how to be our best. How are we our best? We do what? Bless, speak words that are up. Edify, build people up with your words. Don't forget yourself. You can build yourself up too. Sacrifice, that means give. Give of your time, your stuff, whatever it might be to people. And then T, what was that T? Do what? Touch people. God, that's God's will for our life. He wants us to be emotionally balanced. He wants us to choose life and choose blessing. Here we go. Here we go. An old parchment piece of paper Roger has for us there, like something they wrote on back in the day. Here we go. I've asked him to put this up. We're talking about to be emotionally balanced. I'm to be emotionally balanced. That means I'm to be mostly what? Positive. And I've had him put the word life. I am not to be mostly what? Which is what? How many in this room would say there was a time in my life I was mostly negative, and it either almost killed me, or it killed a relationship, or it killed a week or 2 or 3 years of my life? Can I see some hands this morning? That's what it'll do to you. That's not God's will for your life. God wants you to live life to the full. Matter of fact, he says a thief comes not to what? Steal, kill, and do what? Destroy. John 10:10, but I am come, Jesus said, I am come that you might have what? What did he say? What kind of word? Life. And that you might have life more what? Abundantly. That word abundantly means to the what? To the full or to the max. That's God's will for my life. Not to be shut up at home. I'm like people. I won't be around no people. I'm not saying you're not like that, but you don't have to be like that. You can change. Say, I can change. One more time. I can what? I can change. People don't like me. You're right. They don't. Why would they? Y'all hear me or not? Be mostly positive. You're going to screw up your relationships. It's crazy. 3-4 years ago, Kim and I went through a deep spot in our marriage. And the only way I can say it is she turned dark. It happens to people. Steve's got a new course he's going to be teaching you back here. It's on trauma. You can go through stuff in your life, and without you even knowing it sometimes, it can come up. And it's not, well, that person did it. No, it's something in you that can come up, and it can, and that's what Satan wants to do. He wants to steal. He wants to kill. We have an adversary, the devil, who goes around wanting to devour you. How many would say, I can relate to Kim. I know what that's like. Anybody want to say, raise a hand or two and say, I know what that's like to go, to withdraw. You say, well, that's not very nice. That's not very spiritual. Guys, it's called reality. And I'm certainly not perfect, but God chose me to be married to that woman. He picked me out of the whole planet. Lucky her. You know I don't believe all this lucky stuff I'm saying, right? No. But my point is, though, and the Lord helped us, but the Lord helped me to help her. And she certainly has helped me. Don't get me wrong. But, buddy, this is big. You hear me or not? We don't want to be playing with, well, I'm 55 positive, and I'm 45 negative. So, see, I'm fine. Did you know, if that's the way you look at it, you ain't very far from being toast. What you want to be is as close to him to where, thank you, Lord, this is the day the Lord has what? I will what? Rejoice and be what? But you don't understand. No, I don't understand, because this is the day the Lord has made. And I will rejoice and be glad in it. You don't understand. You understand or not? What if food won't right? Then eat the fries. You don't like the way it cover it in ketchup. No, I'm just saying, why do we have to be mostly negative? I'm spitting everywhere. I do that. I used to do it in high school when I taught high school years ago when I was young. And the kids that were bad, I'd set them on the front row. You've heard me say this before. And they were in the splash zone. After one class, they never gave me any trouble anymore. After I'd been spitting on them for 30, 40 minutes. Anyway, you see no one's on the front. Plus, they built this back. Let's keep going. Here we go. Positive life, negative death. Say that out loud. Positive life, negative. All right, now we put this word. Did he say that in a word? Choose blessing, not what? Cursing. So bless, I call it mess. So let me look at this. I'm supposed to be mostly positive. I'm to think about life and living. I'm to be, the word bless means upwards. That's what the word bless means. It means to speak up. It means to praise up. It means to give him glory, to bless others. Speak up. When you come, then when they see you coming, they say, there comes a blessing. Boy, have you ever said about somebody, that person's just a blessing. They're a blessing. That's what he wants us to be. Positive life, blessing. Negative death, what? It's not that you don't have mess. You've got to choose to be emotionally balanced. I'm going to think this way. Is that clear as crystal? Keep looking. Death, mess. What's the next one? I think it's cursing, ain't it? Does it work? There we go. Guys, we're not talking about curse words here. They fall into this category as well. But it's you're cursing yourself. You're cursing others. I feel crappy today. Well, don't expect to probably feel much better. Amen. Have you ever thought about maybe getting out of bed or not? Say. Seriously. Getting up and going for a what? A walk. And I'm not the best at this as far as, you know, but maybe you're going to have to really examine what you're eating. Okay? That's probably not all the problem. Could be part of it. Do you see how being balanced emotionally, there's other things that play a part in it, not just the emotions? Keep looking. Bless words. That should be how I live my day. But I'm not saying be a kook. Not kooky. You're spacey. You can't live in reality. No. But there's so much good to see if you want to find it. Y'all hear me or not? You can be emotionally healthy. But it's going to be a choice. God says, listen, you don't have to go to heaven to get it. One day when I die, I'll go to heaven. I'll be emotionally balanced. You can have that right now. He says, it's not like it's on the other side of the ocean. No, the pilgrims already came from the other side of the ocean. You're an American because people went before you. Let's thank the Lord for them. Come on. That's why you have a chance. You don't have to go on the other side of the ocean. No. No. People move from up north where it's cold, where it's rough, where it's a lot of people. They come to Florida. They were miserable up north, and they bring their misery down here. Thinking Florida was going to fix them. You think, yeah, fine, I love y'all up there. Hey, now look. You know what I found? Is so many come from up north. But, you know, maybe there's some things they want to leave, but they leave with a good attitude. If you leave with a bad attitude just thinking a place is going to fix you, don't be surprised if it doesn't. You need you to fix you, to make decisions. Is that clear? This is called math. It doesn't matter who you are. Preachers will fool you. If you give you money, you'll get the blessing. Okay, if you come and do this, you'll get the blessing. It's a choice you're going to have to make for yourself. And you can't buy it. You've got to decide. I'm going to be happy. Say that out loud. I'm going to be. I choose to be what? Because I want to be what? What's God's will for me? To be negative or positive? What's God's will for me? To be sad or happy? Sure it is. It's in His Word. Does it mean you might have to change some things? What's the answer? Yes. Keep looking. Am I driving you up the wall? Let's look at Malachi just a little bit. The book of Malachi. If you'll not hear, God's speaking. If you'll not lay it to your what? To give glory unto my name, says the Lord of hosts. I will even send a what? On you. And I will what? I'll curse your blessings. And say this is important. I've what? I've cursed them already. Because you didn't lay it to heart. It's called math, guys. You were fearfully and wonderfully made by the Lord. And there's a built-in something inside of you. Now, life can happen and traumatic things can happen. But you have every chance to be happy. Because God built you the way he built you. I don't know if some of you are like me. I've had some traumatic things happen in my life. And being a pastor, I've experienced a whole lot of stuff. But I'm so glad I was made in his image. Did you know the Bible says that he forgives our sins? He forgets them and he buries them in the depth of the what? He casts them as far as the what? And he remembers them what? Did you know I'm made in his image too? There are things I've forgotten. That's wonderful. It's wonderful to forget some things. Now, if I bring them out every night and play with them. Now, with me, I do a lot of counseling. I have over the years. And the best counseling I do, I think, is I bring up my own stuff to help other folk. And that does hurt me. I take it home. Kim can even see it. She said, did you do marriage counseling today? Oh, yeah. But if you don't have to play with it and you can bury it, I would. Did y'all hear me or not? Come on, thank the Lord. Come on, if you want to, come on. How many, is this section up here, do y'all think I've lost my mind up here or not? Say this out loud. So often we give way too much credit and attention to our than we should. I don't understand, you know, why I'm not attractive to people. I don't know why, you know, men or you might be a girl and say to guys, you know, guy, I'm telling you, this stuff will mess with your face. It will mess with your body language. It will screw you up. God wants you to be emotionally balanced. This is good for us. Keep looking. Now listen, we treat it often like a what? When it ain't. It's called mess. You ain't the only person it ever happened to. If Satan can, all Satan has on believers is blame. That's all we're saved. God loves us. Our name's been written in the Lamb's Book of Life. But if somehow mess can happen in our life and we can blame God or we can blame somebody else, that will screw us up. That's not God's will. Our focus should not be mostly on our what? On our what? Mess or on our curses or on our words, curses? But here's what happens. Our mess becomes our what? Because of our what? Say that again. Our mess becomes our what? Because of our what? Our what? Because we're out of balance. You have every ability to follow him. Take up that cross. Let the dead bury the dead. Put your hand on the plow. Move forward. Follow me. You'll get stronger. You will look back. But instead of digging a hole, you'll look back and go, thank you, Lord. Y'all hear me or not? Thank you, Lord. I am more than a conqueror. I can do all things. You blessed me. This is a day you've made. I know I screwed up back when, but I'm not screwing up now. Look at me now. I'm making it, man. I'm making it. I'm making it. I'm making it. Now, people want to be with that kind of guy. Y'all hear me? That kind of gal. That's what the children need. They need a mom and a dad who isn't going to be mostly negative in the house. True? It's good stuff, guys. If you're hurting today, I know you probably think I'm ridiculous up here. You think I don't know anything. I haven't been through what you've been through. Well, I've been through a lot. But see, the difference is your focus is on what you've been through. And my focus is on where I'm going. Okay, I'm going somewhere. Okay, yeah. The devil ain't my daddy no more. Say that out loud. The devil ain't my daddy no more. Now, I'm a sinner. I still sin. I still struggle. I'm with people who do. But greater is he that's in me than he that's where? In the world. These scriptures come alive when you get a hold of this. Amen. Now look, we make it our curse and then we do what? We what? See, it's built in, baby. God said, I will curse you. In essence, he's saying, in my view, it's built in. It's built in. If you want to stay in the pit, now getting out of that pit sometimes, scratching, clawing, I ain't saying it's like, whoop, I'm out of the pit. No. It usually takes work, hard work, change. But buddy, all I know is you can get out. You can get out of that hole. How many felt like, man, you've been in a hole? I ain't saying right now, maybe, been in a hole. You can get out. So the opposite can be true. You don't have to live on this side. I'm taking too much time. I always do. Next service, I can't because we're eating at 12. I'm telling you, we will. Keep going, Rod. You're killing us. Would you say that out loud? Say that part out loud. Our blessings don't get enough what? Would you say it again? Our blessings don't get enough what? If you play with the mess, you're going to stink. You play with the blessing. Spend time with the blessing. That's good smelling. That's plain English, ain't it? Bless, blessing, bless words. We don't use our blessings to bless us when we really should. Our blessings don't bless us because of our what? I'm out of balance. I'm being mostly negative. Are you breathing? Am I able to walk? Do I have food? Am I clothed? Do I live in the greatest country on the face of the earth? Do I have a car? Do I have a great church? I've got so many good things. Did I eat pizza 4 times this week? Probably. Terrible. Keep going. We miss seeing our blessings, therefore we are not what? You don't have to send your money off to get your blessing. It's right there. It's in you. It's even nigh in your mouth. I don't have to talk about that. I'm going to talk about this. I don't have to think about that. I can think about this. That's where reading the word comes in. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the what? Renewing of your mind, that you can prove what's a good and acceptable and the perfect will of God in your life. I've not always lived like this. I don't always get it right, but this is who I am. This is me in Christ. What does being in Christ look like? It looks sort of like this. A little heavy, but it looks sort of like this. You hear me? We choose what? Say it out loud. We choose what? You could be happy in your marriage if you quit looking somewhere else. Kim and I went away on this recent marriage. Pretty serious counseling. It's not like some big convention where you can hide with a little book. No, they right there. Right there looking at you. Whoa, man! One of the things they said was, I want you to look at your wife and tell her what you see. Whew. And you can also look at things behind you, whatever is behind her. And I just zoned in on her. Her beautiful eyes. They're right there all the time. Her smile. Her little funny little way she laughs. Her skin. Her hair. I couldn't touch it. I just talk about it. Her kindness that I can see. There's a kindness there. There's a kindness. And I just cried. Just cried. And then she turned. And it was her turn. I'm not going to tell you how sexy she said I was. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. That wasn't in there. No, I'm just messing with you. Just messing with you. I got to quit. Stop it. Flashing lights on me. Let's finish the message. Look at this. This is the country you live in. This is Francis Scott Key, who wrote a poem when Fort McHenry was being destroyed. That was the battle, whether we were going to be a nation or not. If we lost that battle, we wouldn't be a nation. The flag was still say, oh, say, does that star-spangled banner, that flag still wave? Scott Key, he couldn't even see it because of all the smoke the next morning. That's where that song came from. You can see positive if you want to. The Constitution, the people that signed that document, almost all of them, either they lost everything they had, their fortune, their honor, their life, so you could be free. Do you ever stop and think about how good you've got it instead of focusing on the mess and the curse? Are y'all hearing God's word or not today? The Battle of Iwo Jima, that was another battle. Nazism, Hitler, defeated. I mean, in that Second World War, is that correct? We could be a whole different country or no country at all. Do you ever think about it? The Twin Towers went down, hit by terrorists. But in the midst of all that rubble, somebody saw a what? A cross. Can you see the cross in the crap in your life? That's why I say I matter. Say I matter. I have value. I'm not a piece of garbage. I'm not just a crazy person, guys. I know what it is to look at yourself and say I have no value. To look at yourself and say, I do not matter. To look at yourself and say, I'm garbage because that's the way I've been treated. I'm not saying it's easy, but I'm saying it's doable. I am more than a conqueror. I am an overcomer in Christ. You hear me? You can see the good even in the bad. Have I lost my mind today? Thank you. You know what kind of country you live in? I quit. You know what kind of country you live in? You live in a country that can take a day where people were killed. They were shot to death. They were beheaded. They were blown to smithereens. They were young. They were old. There were wives that were left to raise their children by themselves. There were mothers that didn't, fathers that didn't get their son back. You live in the kind of country that has vision. We make a holiday out of it. We make a celebration out of it. And we honor these today. And we're so crazy as Americans in a good way, we'll have picnics. We'll have chicken and watermelon, and because we see what was looked like a curse, the death. But out of that death came life in our country. Is that too radical for your head? Let's thank God we live in America. Let's quit. Boom!